Yep.
Okay, good morning, everyone. This will call the meeting, the Indiana County Board of Commissioners to order. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Keith.
Here.
Commissioner Gorman.
Here.
Commissioner Hess.
Here.
Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes for March 24th meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to public comment. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes. Do we have anybody for any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on. Executive sessions. There were no executive sessions held. And at this time, Director Stutzman, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good morning.
Morning.
Could you give us an update on the COVID-19?
Yes, sir. Since your last meeting, we've seen a significant increase in the positive pending cases countywide. Along with that, of course, we've seen an increase in hospital visits and hospital stays throughout that period, as has occurred pretty much statewide over the last couple of weeks. We're seeing numbers that kind of reflect where we were at the end of January. They haven't, in the past 2 weeks, risen dramatically. We've kind of hit that plateau right now. So in the coming weeks, we hope to see that those numbers either stay flat or again, drop back down to the numbers that we saw in early March. Of course, everyone's concern is vaccines, and I strongly encourage anyone who's yet to get an appointment to take advantage now and sign up. As of yesterday, all adults in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are eligible to receive a vaccine, and we have several locations throughout the county where they're being distributed. Of course, we've been working closely with IRMC and what they're doing at KCAC, and they indicate that they have appointment space available. So if you're looking to make an appointment, please take advantage of that and sign up. The dosage distribution that's occurred over the last several weeks has indicated almost a doubling in the numbers of vaccine that's come out since your last public meeting. Indiana County so far has received 53,855 doses of vaccine. In comparison to some of the similar counties in our region, Clearfield County has gotten 70,912, Armstrong County has had 50,100, and Jefferson County has received 32,700. So we're staying consistent with most six-class counties. Although our shots into arms is a little bit lower, we're running about 6 to 8% lower in the number of vaccines actually delivered to individuals within the county than our counterparts in those other adjoining counties. We're continuing our work on development of distribution of vaccine. We're kind of moving towards a home delivery model now and working with IRMC on distribution. And coordinating with agencies to go out and find those individuals who require an at-home delivery. So we're concentrating on that for the coming weeks and trying to get that accomplished.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the updates. And we also thank you for the daily updates that you've been giving to the commissioners. It definitely helps us to answer questions from the public when they do call in.
So, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Okay, next, we have a proclamation, Sexual Assault Awareness Month 2021. Commissioner Hess, would you like to present, please?
I would. Thank you very much, and welcome to all of our guests who are
on the Zoom with us today. We appreciate your being with us. This is a serious subject, and so after I read the proclamation, I would like to invite the director of the Alice Paul House and anyone who's from our Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Task Force to make a brief comment. So with that, let me pull up our proclamation. So Sexual Assault Awareness Month 2021. Whereas April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and calls attention to the fact that sexual assault is widespread and impacts every person in this community. And whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment harm our community, and statistics show 1 in 6 women and 1 in 33 men will experience an attempted or completed rape in their lifetime. And whereas young people experience heightened rates of sexual violence, and 2 out of 3 victims of sexual abuse or assault under the age of 18 are youths, ages 12 through 17. And whereas child sexual abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will experience a sexual assault before the age of 18. And whereas Alice Paul House offers programs to educate our community about sexual violence prevention and provide services to support survivors. And whereas every year millions of people's lives are changed forever by crime and will have life-changing injuries or need ongoing care and support. They are our families, neighbors, friends, and colleagues. And whereas let us honor Sexual Assault Awareness Month by taking action to create a safer environment for all and renew our commitment to end sexual assault in Indiana County. Therefore, let it be resolved in recognition of the work being done by agencies and organizations that provide services to victims and honor our survivors, the Indiana County Commissioners do hereby proclaim the month of April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month and urge all citizens to play a role in the elimination of violence in our community. This proclamation is dated today, the 14th of April, 2021, and I offer that as a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, now I'd like to offer comment to those who are on the meeting with us. Audia?
Good morning, Commissioner Keith, Commissioner Gorman, and Commissioner Hess. Thank you so much for the proclamation. And I am grateful to be able to speak on this Zoom call today at your meeting. Each year, Alice Paul House supports all of our victims and survivors of sexual assault with a highlight during April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We work with victims daily, and we see the trauma that it occurs when somebody has been sexually assaulted, whether adult or child. And we also support, the Child Advocacy Center with the month for supporting children out there in April also. But I would like to say that it's important for our community to know that on a state and national level, as well as our local level, SAAM, as it's called, S-A-A-M, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, is one of the greatest voices out there to support our survivors. And we would love to see our community members wear a teal ribbon throughout the rest of this month, to join us on our social media site and our website. We're on Facebook and Instagram, as well as alicepaulhouse.org for our website, and to apply comments in support of our survivors throughout this month. It's very important that we have these proclamations so that our community understands that our main charge is the prevention of sexual assault. But what we are usually left with is dealing with the tragedy and trauma from those who have become victims from sexual assault. So we do want to bring awareness to not only our victim survivors, but the drive to prevent these types of actions, and still the amount of victims that we, even in Indiana County, deal with on a daily basis. And again, thank you so much for having us today. And I'm glad to see that everybody is doing well.
Thank you, Audia. And it's sad that we as a county actually have to have this situation, before us. but we're grateful that we actually have organizations such as yours and the personnel behind it to actually deal with these situations and kind of in perspective put a remedy to their life and get them back on track to their future. So thank you very much.
Our pleasure, and thank you for your support also. It means the world to Ellis Paul House and to my staff who work diligently every day. If I could also give a shout out to our Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Task Force. We work very closely with them, and we're glad that they're there also and getting the word out and having a voice in our community. And so on behalf of them, I'd like to also say thank you for the support.
Sure. Any other comments, commissioners?
Yeah, that task force is comprised of many support organizations and including law enforcement and our courts and corrections folks. So we appreciate, and a lot of those are county government employees. And so it's a very vital partnership in our community. So thank you very much, Adia.
Absolutely, Commissioner Hess. Thank you again.
And Adia, I just ditto what my colleague said. And although Sam represents the calling out of this issue and really putting it in front of folks over the month of April, you all are at work every day of the year. And I just cannot thank you enough for all that you do and with the quality that you do it in our county. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gorman. I appreciate that. Just for the general public to understand, my advocates are available 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for tele-advocacy, in-person advocacy, and accompaniment. So you are absolutely correct. We deal with this every day, all day, and I really appreciate the support.
You got it.
Thank you. Okay, our next proclamation, National Telecommunicators Week. And I'll be presenting that. National Telecommunicators Week, April 11th through the 17th, 2021. Whereas emergencies can occur at any time that require police, fire, or emergency medical services. And whereas when an emergency occurs, the prompt response of police officers, firefighters, and paramedics is critical to the protection of life and preservation of property. And whereas the safety of our police officers, firefighters, and EMS responders is dependent upon the quality and accuracy of information obtained from citizens who telephone the 911 communication center. And whereas 911 dispatchers are the first and most critical contact our citizens have with emergency services. And whereas 911 dispatchers are the single vital link for our police officers, firefighters, and EMS responders by monitoring their activities by radio, providing them information, and ensuring their safety. Now, therefore, we as the commissioners of Indiana County do hereby proclaim the week of April 11th through the 17th, 2021 as National Telecommunicators Week in Indiana County in honor of the men and women whose diligence and professionalism keep our city and citizens safe. Dated this 14th day of April, 2021, I make this a motion that we accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion passes. And just to comment on that, Director Stutzman, and to the public, I actually want to recognize this group of men and women. Just for the significance is that we recognize the firefighters, the police officers, and the emergency medical personnel. But the thing about it is, to our citizens, you actually see those people performing their duties. They actually have the hands on. They work directly with you, with as a provider to those people who are receiving the attention. The first responders in these situations are the 911 dispatchers. And these people, you do not visually see them. They're usually sitting behind a desk, a radio console, 24 hours a day, providing the service to our residents, not only of Indiana County, but across the nation. And these people are truly the ones that actually take the call and start dealing with how upset the person on the other end is. Try to calm them down. Try to get all the information they need so they can provide the correct response to get what care is needed to those individuals. So they are truly the people behind the scenes. They are definitely the people behind the scenes that we don't see them. And I personally is in being as a medic and as a firefighter in the past, I truly appreciate those people because they are our lifeline as providers to the public to make sure we get our jobs done correctly. So Director Stutzman, on the behalf of mine and the commissioners, please extend those thank yous to each and every one of them.
Thank you, Commissioner Keith. Jolene Burkhart, the County 911 coordinator, is on the call today. She and some of our staff members who are available to join us are also there. And to echo your thanks and your gratitude, it's tremendous what we've been able to do here in Indiana County with our 911 system. You know, with the roots starting back in 1975 as one of the six class counties in Pennsylvania that was the first to have a countywide 911 system, it's fantastic that we've been able to continue that service to the community for all these years. Jolene, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Unmute.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh. We can.
Okay. I would just like to echo that on behalf of the 911 dispatch staff, commissioners, thank you for the recognition. With me today, I have full-time dispatcher Tommy Sonai, part-time shift supervisor. And behind that, Jim Olmstead, he's our quality assurance supervisor. He also still works in the dispatch center part-time. And there are others who obviously couldn't be here or join us via Zoom. But again, thank you for the recognition. And it is great and much, much appreciated. But I know the guys and gals that work here, and that's not why they do it. They come in, they're here nights and weekends, holidays. They're here answering the calls for us. They do it because of their commitment to serve our county. And we are very fortunate in Indiana County to have such a great group of individuals that are highly trained. There are times, I mean, the responsibility is very heavy for them, but it's the caring, compassionate voice of the 911 dispatcher that can make a difference and oftentimes does make a difference. So do you guys have anything you'd like to say, Tom?
I don't.
Tim?
Just as Commissioner Keith was getting at, these guys are the first of the first responders. And being on the quality assurance side, you don't know and can't appreciate how difficult their job is. And I have the unfortunate job of telling them what they're doing wrong. And with such a difficult job, just so they can try to improve and do it better the next time. It's a very dedicated group of people and they work long hours, lots of overtime. As Jolene mentioned, holidays, birthdays, a crazy schedule, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So they deserve a lot of credit for the job that they do. And we thank you for your recognition of that.
And all the support that we get from the commissioners, thank you.
Sure. Any comments from the other commissioners?
I can think of no better person to have addressed this issue the way it was than Commissioner Keith, our chairman, who has had a lot of experience with what your first response means. And he pulled it out perfectly. And I think, Tom, thank you for speaking to that, and Jolene and Dan and Tom. And, and I just want to remind everybody, and I know it's been said, but there are people who never think they're going to have to make that call, right? We go along in our daily lives and we think, oh, you know, I'll see you tonight. And within the day, that call to 911, for whatever reason, whether it's someone they know or whether it's someone they came upon, that they have to make that call. And you never know how an individual is going to handle that, right? Some people are extremely dramatic. They get crazy and upset. Some people are just as calm as can be, but you're at the other end of that. And I think a lot of people do not understand when you're trying to do the questions and the calming to get the right information to send, who needs to be there and how, you know, what to react with. So I'm so glad that we're pulling this recognition out for you, number one, because you are unseen and silent in the background and probably the most critical piece. But that also awareness to our public that when this happens, you're doing your job and you're doing it as best and quality as you can to get the right people to the response. So thank you. Just thank you. And well said by Commissioner Keith.
And I would just like to say thank you to these county employees. Jolene, as you said, it is a heavy time many times, and it's an enormous responsibility. And, you know, it's County Government Month, and I just want to acknowledge that these are, when someone says, oh, what does county government do? This is one of the big things is public safety and protection of people. So many thanks to all of those folks who are doing that job 24/7.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next part of business. We have a contract with the Cavalcci Convention and Athletic Complex. Christy, would you like to present?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, so I'm here to seek approval for renewal of our lease agreement with KCAC. The court's going to be resuming jury trials beginning on April 26th. We have 5 dates scheduled as of now for June. For jury selection, and we're hoping to do it at the KCAC again so that we can do it safely for the members of the public and the court staff, so we have the space to spread out and follow all the proper COVID-19 protocols.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have a contract with the United Way of Indiana County, Department of Human Services. Maureen, are you on?
Yeah, she's here. Maureen, can you hear us?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you.
I'm sorry. I had one other button I had to push, apparently. Good morning, and thank you for this time. I'm here to seek approval for a contract between the County of Indiana and the United Way of Indiana County. This approval will permit us to add this organization to our volunteer opportunities and all the distribution that we do with that. Our department is dedicated to supporting, promoting, and fostering volunteerism in Indiana County. If approved, the United Way will join 15 other agencies who have asked our assistance in promoting their volunteer needs.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I will second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Thank you, Maureen. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the probation department. Mr. Decker, would you like to present, please?
Yes, good morning. With we are requesting approval to at the annual county call probation and parole grant and aid, it is in the sum of $110,720. We have completed all our requirements, and if approved, are with ready to take receipt of the funds.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Mr. Decker, moving on to the next part of business.
Yes, the with the probation department is requesting a permission to submit an application for the juvenile services grant. The purpose of this grant is designed by the Juvenile Court Justice Commission, staff, and the executive committee of the Pennsylvania Council of Chief Juvenile Probation Officers has decided to embark on this on a new juvenile justice system in enhancement strategies, which are designed to implement evidence-based practices and to help achieve our balanced and high restorative a mission. This is a renewing grant that Indiana County has used before to offset probation historically for costs. There is no cost to the county. At this time, we had hoped to have the pages prepared to receive signatures. However, the JCJC commission has not yet has not yet completed another review of our data, and it is forthcoming. We are requesting permission at this point. So whenever we receive the our requested pages, we can have other commissioners enforce them, and then we can move faster.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. And for the last.
Yes, sir. We are requesting approval to submit an application for the intermediate grant program. This annual award is designed to improve with all probation and parole services for treatment and also case health management in agencies in Indiana County. There was a project modification which was already signed. The amount of the grant is $135,000. This is a non-competitive grant. There is no cost to the county to receive this funding.
Thank you. Any questions, comments on the grant application? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. Mr. Decker, thank you for applying for these grants. It definitely helps with the county's budget of receiving them.
So, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Okay, next part of our business will be the planning office. And Luann, are you on with us?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Luann. Would you like to present the proclamation for Fair Housing Month?
Yes, I would. Thank you. Planning and Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners through a proclamation declare April as Fair Housing Month in Indiana County. The declaration is intended to bring attention to the residents of Indiana County that it is their right to live where they want without prejudice and discrimination. It is prohibited by Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, the federal housing law, to discriminate in the sale, rental, leasing, and financing of housing or land to be used for the construction of housing or in the provision of brokerage services because of race, color, sex, national origin, religion, familial status, handicap, and the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act adds the additional protected classes of age, ancestry, and the use of guide or support animals.
Okay, hearing the proclamation, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. Luann, thank you very much for putting that together.
Yes, you're welcome.
The next, we have a resolution for fair housing.
Yes, continuing along those lines, our office is requesting that the commissioners approve the Fair Housing Resolution for Indiana County and on behalf of the Community Development Block Grant Entitlement Communities of Indiana Borough, borough and borough and center townships. The resolution identifies publicly how Indiana County, including our, we call them the OBO communities, on behalf of, will promote, educate, and aid in the enforcement of the Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act, and any local laws or ordinances. The actions identified for implementation to further fair housing will include, at a minimum, publicizing the name and contact information of the designated housing officer for Indiana County, including the OBO communities of Indiana Borough, Borough, and Center Townships, and conducting a minimum of one fair housing activity annually, and utilizing the fair housing logo on all materials dealing with housing programs.
Okay, you've heard the resolution. Is there any questions or comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I will second. All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. Okay, we have another resolution for designation of the fair housing officer and compliant process.
Yes, thank you. We're also requesting that the board adopt the resolution that designates the fair housing officer to comply with the federal housing law and the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act and identify the complaint process. Fair housing officer designation includes the County of Indiana and Indiana County on behalf of Indiana Borough, Borough, and Center Townships as designated community development block grant and grantees. The fair housing officer is available to assist any resident that believes they have been discriminated against based on federal, state, and local laws and ordinances. The duties include receiving all complaints of housing discrimination and taking the appropriate action to resolve the complaint as required. The Office of Planning and Development hereby requests and recommends that Christina Coleman, Community Development Analyst, be designated to serve as the Fair Housing Officer and the complaint process as outlined be approved. The notice of the Fair Housing Officer and the complaint process will be published in the Indiana Gazette on April 15th and will be posted at the planning office website if approved.
Okay, thank you. Is there any questions or comments on the resolution? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. And we have next is the contract of the old Ernest Mine Building demolition.
We're requesting that the board enter into a contract for engineering services with Stifler McGraw and Associates for the demolition and clearance of the old Ernest Mine Building. The contract amount is for $4,000 to provide services to provide bid specification and inspection services for the demolition and clearance of the former Ernest Mine Building that was found to contain asbestos materials. Based on the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection's regulations regarding the removal and disposal of these materials, specific measures are necessary to meet regulatory compliance. The contract service will be fully funded from the county's 2017 CDBG contract.
Okay, you've heard the language of the contract. Is there any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Luann, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next, Angela, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela.
Would you like to go ahead and present the CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund?
Yes, thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve a $50,000 term loan from the Indiana County CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund, or RLF, to Romeo's Pizza Incorporated, doing business as Romeo's Pizzeria and Mediterranean Kitchen. The business is owned by Mary Beth and Levin Akbe. All of the proceeds of this loan will solely be used as working capital to pay for critical operating expenses, such as payroll, utilities, and inventory, to alleviate economic injury caused by the COVID-19 pandemic disaster. The interest rate is 0% fixed for the term of the loan. There is no payment for the first 12 months and 60 months of principal. The borrower will retain 37 full-time equivalent employees as a result of these funds. The application was reviewed and approved by the RLF Loan Review Committee.
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments on the loan fund? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Angela, the next loan fund?
Yes, thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve a $50,000 term loan from the Indiana County CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund to Luxembourg's Incorporated. The company is a retail jewelry store and watch repair center that was established in 1916. Although the proceeds of this loan will solely be used as working capital to pay for critical operating expenses such as payroll, utilities, and inventory to alleviate economic injury caused by the COVID-19 pandemic disaster. The interest rate is fixed at 0% for the term of the loan. There is no payment for the first 12 months, then 60 months of principal. The borrower will retain 10 full-time equivalent employees as a result of these funds, and the application was reviewed and approved by the RLF Loan Review Committee.
Any questions or comments on the loan fund? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I will second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Moving on to the next loan fund.
Yes, thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests the Board of Commissioners approve a $50,000 term loan from the Indiana County CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund to Noblestein Brewing, LLC, doing business as Noblestein Brewing Company. The company is owned by Zach Morrow and Benjamin Harley. All of the proceeds of this loan will solely be used as working capital to pay for critical operating expenses such as payroll, utilities, and inventory to alleviate economic injury caused by the COVID-19 pandemic disaster. The interest rate is 0% fixed for the term of the loan. There is no payment for the first 12 months, then 60 months of principal. The borrower will retain two and create one full-time equivalent employees as a result of these funds. And the application was reviewed and approved by the RLF Loan Review Committee.
Any questions or comments on the loan fund? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. And Angela, the last loan fund?
Yes, thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests the Board of Commissioners approve a $50,000 term loan from the Indiana County CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund to Mahdi Enterprises Incorporated, also known as Mahdi's Sixers Enterprises Incorporated, doing business as Mahdi's Sixers. Mahdi's Sixers is a restaurant specializing in pizza and wings. All of the proceeds of this loan will solely be used as working capital to pay for critical operating expenses such as payroll, utilities, and inventory to alleviate economic injury caused by the COVID-19 pandemic disaster. The interest rate is 0% fixed for the term of the loan. There is no payment for the first 12 months, then 60 months of principal. The borrower will retain 5 full-time equivalent employees as a result of these funds. The application was reviewed and approved by the RLF Loan Review Committee.
Any questions or comments on the loan fund? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you, Angela, and thank you for actually working with these businesses to have these funds made available to them.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, next we're moving on to Josh Kruger. You on?
I am. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning. Good morning. Would you like to present the resolution, Josh?
Sure, absolutely. So the first item that I'm going to present here is a resolution. Give me one second here, sorry. Okay. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve a resolution supporting a grant with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts Creative Communities Grant. The purpose of the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts Creative Communities Pilot Initiative is to provide multi-year funding to community-driven arts-based development projects that serve as catalysts for livability, economic development, and community connectedness. the Office of Planning and Development and the Open Spaces Creative Collective, a newly formed group of Indiana County arts-based organizations and stakeholders, have successfully completed the application process and been selected as part of the Creative Communities Initiative. This would be a countywide project with the potential to impact multiple municipalities through the planned community-based arts projects and programs. The planned projects and programs include a public art initiative, local artist development, public inclusion, and further development of the Open Spaces Creative Collective, its programming and partnerships. The program operates under a reimbursement arrangement, and the county is not being asked or required to commit any cash contribution to the project. The commitment from the county is via in-kind staff contributions from the Office of Planning and Development. This grant award is for up to $12,500 for fiscal year 2020 and 21, $25,000 for each of fiscal years 2021 through 2023-24, and $12,500 for fiscal year 2024-25. So that's $100,000 total. And the county would be pledging a minimum of $1,250 match in in-kind services for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. And then again, respectively, $2,500 for fiscal years 2021-22 through 2023-24. And then again, $1,250 of in-kind match for 2024 and 25 fiscal year. The required match is proposed again as in-kind contributions from Office of Planning and Development staff.
Thank you, Josh. Is there any questions or comments on the resolution? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, Josh, would be the grant award agreement.
Sure, thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners enter into a grant award agreement with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts Creative Communities Grant. The Office of Planning and Development also requests the permission to execute the grant agreement via the electronic portal that's provided by the grantor. And the other details regarding the purpose and the program details remain the same, and I can read through them again if you'd like.
No, that won't be necessary.
Question. So is that a contract then between the county and the arts, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts?
It's a contract with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania acting on the behalf of the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any questions or comments? Others? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. Okay, Josh, we'll be moving on to filing for a DCNR Community Conservation Partnership Program.
Yes, thank you. Again, the Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners authorize the filing of an application for grant funds from the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, DCNR, their Community Conservation Partnerships Program, known as C2P2, to be used for the construction phases of the Route 22 Pedestrian Bicycle Bridge Project in Pearl Township. The Route 22 Pedestrian Bicycle Bridge Project is a $3.3 million, $2.7 million construction project that involves the extension of the Hoodlebug and Ghost Town Trail systems across Route 22 near the Route 119 and Route 22 interchange. Once constructed, the bridge will increase safety through the corridor for pedestrians and bicyclists and link together businesses, educational and employment centers along the Route 22 corridor. The project will also connect more than 38 miles of trail in Indiana County and more miles beyond the county, allowing for future potential connections as well, such as a proposed connection to Pine Ridge Park. The DCNR application is requesting $230,000 in funds. The grant program requires a dollar-for-dollar match from the county, which is to be secured through the administration of state, local, and private funding sources. And the planning office requests the authorization, authorizing this resolution and the signing of the additional materials as specified by the program application.
Okay, thank you, Josh. Is there any questions or comments on the application?
Just a comment that I would like our public to recognize that Pine Ridge Park is an Indiana County park, not a state park. So I just want to make sure everyone understands that, that we have interest in this.
Absolutely, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on, we have a MTF grant agreement.
Josh, yes.
Present?
Thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners enter into a multimodal transportation fund grant agreement for bicycle and pedestrian facilities with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, PennDOT, for the construction of the Route 22 pedestrian bicycle bridge project in Borough Township. The grant agreement is for the multimodal transportation fund grant in the amount of $1,702,344 that was awarded to Indiana County Commissioners on December 1st, 2014. The bridge project, again, will extend the Hootabug Trail over Route 22, improving safety of the corridor and connectivity of the county's trail system and enabling future expansions and connections. This agreement was developed by PennDOT Central Office and has been reviewed by the county solicitor, County Parks and Trails, and the project engineer, Gibson Thomas Engineering, as well as county planning staff.
Okay, you've heard the agreement. Is there any questions or comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
All second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Josh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next part of our planning, Director Stauffer, you on?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning. Would you
Good
like
morning,
to
Byron.
Present the Act 13 impact fee?
Yes, sir. Thank you. For the Board of Commissioners' consideration this morning, a number of housekeeping items from prior years. So upon examination of the 13 criteria under the Act 13 and a review of the current needs with the commissioners and the financial supervisor to support various projects and initiatives under the program, the Office of Planning and Development is recommending the following modifications to the previously authorized expenditures for 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014 fiscal years as follows. Just to set the stage, one of the criteria is basically a catch-all criteria, and it's a reserve fund. So we're moving funds out of the reserve fund into specific project line items. So for example, in 2011, requesting authorization to move $11,000 held in criteria 11, which is the general capital fund line item, to criteria 9 for delivery of social services via the Indiana County Community Action Program. I don't know if you want to take these individually or if you want to do so as a block.
Typically in the past, I think we've done each year separately.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Hearing the allocation and the proposed modification, do I have a motion to approve for current of year 2011?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Moving on to year 2012.
Again, moving $20,024.32 from criteria 11, which is the capital fund, to criteria 13 in this equal amount of $20,024.32, which is the local planning initiatives, which is specifically in this case for the Act 167 Stormwater Management Plan.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Moving on to year 2013.
Again, moving from criteria 11, $26,627.25. And again, moving into criteria 13, which is local planning initiatives, again, for the Act 167 Stormwater Management Plan.
Any questions?
The same amount.
Any questions or comments? Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. Moving on to year 2014.
There are two items here. First of which is $4,000 held in criteria 11, transferring that to criteria 9, delivery of social services in the same amount of $4,000 for the Indiana County Community Action Program. And criteria 11, moving additional $3,348.43 held in criteria 11 and moving that to Act criteria 13 in the same amount of $3,348.43 again for local planning, specifically Act 167 Stormwater Management Plan.
Any questions or comments to either one of those modifications? Hearing none, a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, moving on to the impact fee for distribution of 2019.
Again, for your consideration this morning, the chief clerk has received notification from the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commissioner, the PUC, that the counties received for 2019 fiscal year an amount equal of $84,944.68. We have the same number of eligible unconventional gas wells, which is 23. So that number hasn't changed. Our portion of the funding has dramatically decreased from last year, however, pretty significantly. But again, in working with the commissioner's office, the financial supervisor, the chief clerk, the planning office is recommending the following expenditures for 2019. Under criteria 3, $15,000, which will be used for funding for the Indiana County Fire Academy to assist local fire departments and first responders with training for emergency preparedness and related costs. Also under criteria 3, $15,000 towards funding for the HAZMAT EMA Team 900. Also under criteria 3, $20,000, and that would be funding for public safety projects. Criteria 4, $13,000 funding for farmland preservation. And lastly, criteria 11, of $21,944.68, which rounds out the $84,944.68, which will allow the commissioners in the future to allocate for other eligible expenditures. The request this morning also directs and authorizes the chief clerk and myself, executive director of the Office of Planning Development, to report the 2019 Act 13 allocations to the PUC as required under the Act.
Okay, you've heard the distribution of the 2019 funds. Are there any comments or questions on the distribution to any of those entities? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I will second. All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. Okay, moving on to broadband planning. Director, would you like to present?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. The agenda item this morning is really to provide an update to the Board of Commissioners and to the general public with regard to broadband and to just make sure that everything that's being done is in the record from a transparency and accountability perspective. It was reported, Congressman Glenn Thompson announced a $1.5 million Appalachian Regional Commission power initiative funding to the county for broadband deployment. Wanted to tie that back to an April of 2020 application that the commissioners authorized the planning office to submit for $1.5 million. That was just at the beginning days of the COVID pandemic. So we've been working on this nearly 11 months, almost 12 months, and very pleased to have received the congressman's announcement. And subsequently to that, wanted to report to the commissioners that that contract from ARC has been issued. The resolution that was filed authorized the planning office to move forward with the execution of that contract, but I did want that to be acknowledged here this morning, that contract is received. And we have asked the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development to administer the federal funds. And the once we receive their authorization to proceed, we have an RFP ready to go. And I understand in the coming days and weeks that more information will be forthcoming from the commissioners, as well as our elected leadership, Senator Pittman and Representative Struzzi, with regard to the deployment of these much needed and greatly appreciated federal funds for broadband deployment.
Thank you, Director. The county commissioners would again like to thank Congressman Thompson for his efforts in announcing the 1.5 that we have received for the county broadband. And we truly appreciate as we continue down that road of commitment to the residents of Indiana County. And Director, just again, like to thank you and your personnel and staff for all the efforts and the hard work that goes into acquiring these grants that are given to the county. Again, that is very appreciative by not only the commissioners, but also by the residents. And again, it definitely helps out with our budget. So thank you again for all the hard work, and we appreciate it.
Glad to do it. Again, we just for disclosure purposes, we do continue to get inquiries from the general public, and we are mapping those. So those aren't going, and we use those with that information with ARC to demonstrate the need. And again, wanted to thank Tom Stutzman and EMA for their continued coordination. You know, some of this discussion, you know, harbors back to the radio project and trying to build out the county's network. So this has been a long-term project, and appreciate the opportunity to deliver on behalf of the county.
Chairman, if I may, Director, I would also like to extend my thanks. I know you are the central sort of navigation point for all of us, but I want to extend the thanks just because so often we are on calls, not just with the congressman, but the positioning of our state and legislators, Representative Struzzi and primarily Senator Pittman, and obviously those before them, that really positioned our county to use these funds and leverage them in such a critical time. I'm glad that you mentioned EMA, but it really extends out to our people and our residents so that they're providing you the feedback and the input. I know VNA, the nurses staff out there that roam our county that see need have pointed out areas for us to look at. The citizens themselves, also our parks and recreation, have really contributed because they see the gaps and they are very aware of them. And to date, just in the work that we've done so far, I think we all recognize that we get people that come up to us and thank us out of nowhere. Hey, thank you for getting that broadband through, or it's coming, and they've been great to work with. So I want to extend the thanks to our main provider right now, which is Saul's Givers. And I know they're working with many partners, PennDOT included, to get things up on poles. So the cooperation of everybody in our county for the end product to our citizens is just so appreciated. And I know my commissioner colleagues have told our public, you know, this is not a once and done. This is a continuum of, we will not leave you out. We will continue to find where the gap areas are. We will hear from you, and we will try and get you connected in. May take longer than others, but we will stay on top of this. So Byron, we thank you just for being our central base of making all this work and dealing with all the partners and keeping everything moving.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Team effort.
For sure.
Yeah, I would like to say this is a great illustration of how a project takes years and years really to come to fruition, and it takes dedication and vision and people working together to see that mission in the beginning to see it to the end. So lots of, as you say, teamwork here, and I appreciate it all. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Commissioner. There are many, many partners. We're working very closely with Aaron Intermediate Unit, REA, Penelec. We've had a lot of conversations with school superintendents but if Indiana County wants to remain competitive and for people that need to work from home or attend, classes, I've gotten calls with people with, needing telehealth issues, people with healthcare issues that need the broadband to communicate with their healthcare providers. I mean, the needs go on and on. And one of my common sentences in the grant writing that I've been doing with regard to broadband is you see the advertisements for, Verizon and all these different places getting 5G in urban areas. And, here in some of our rural sectors of Indiana County and elsewhere in Pennsylvania, we literally have 0G. And so that's the message is, for us to be competitive and stay ahead, broadband today is what getting electric or phone service was decades ago. So rural Indiana County deserves to have the same level of communication services as any place else, and that's what the mission is right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next, Director Stutzman, are you on?
Yes, Commissioners, I'm here.
Would you like to present the board appointment for the Local Emergency Planning Committee?
Yes, thank you. We recently, within the past year, had received a resignation for a position on the Local Emergency Planning Committee that was previously held by Mr. Rick Byerly. Mr. Byerly had resigned as a representative of the Indiana Fire Association as he was stepping back from his active duties with the Fire Association. So we reached out, and they have asked that we appoint Ron Moreau as a replacement position for Indiana Fire Association on the Local Emergency Planning Committee. And his term will expire in February of 2023.
Okay, thank you. Is there any questions or comments on the appointment? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. Do we grant? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have a appointment on the board of the Citizens Advisory Board. Robin Marriott, would you like to present?
Yes, we received a letter from Jim Mawarski, the Director for Children and Youth, asking that, there's an error on the agenda there, it should be Alicia Frick, be appointed to the Citizens Advisory Board for the Office of Children and Youth Services. There is no expiration on this term.
Any questions or comments on the appointment? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, is there any other business to be brought before the board today, Commissioner?
Yeah, I would just like to make comment to our public in case there are questions about the American Rescue Plan funds, the $2 trillion package at the federal level that was issued with specific allocations to counties, boroughs, townships, and then, of course, through many agencies in what I call buckets. So we are currently still waiting for guidance on how to use these funds and criteria from the Department of Treasury. So in case you're wondering why we're not making comment or beginning to communicate with regard to these funds, although we are talking a lot with our federal and our state reps and among ourselves about being prepared, we have no formal criteria at this time yet in how we can allocate or use those funds. So as soon as we do, we will be communicating with our public.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Gorman. Any other business to be brought before the board? Hearing none, I just have one comment that I just want to put a reminder out there. As of yesterday, our governor has put out there, as Director Stutzman put out, that vaccines are available for those 16 and up. So please, ask you to please make your appointments and get the vaccine in the arm. So they are available. Hearing no other business, our next regular meeting is going to be on April the 28th at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion granted. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone.